make your bed. My grandfather, President George H.W. Bush, whom I called Gampy, had a list of guidelines for us too. They were words of advice for living a life of passion and meaning, their humility and kindness as familiar as the loop and the cursive of his handwriting. Don't get down when your life takes a bad turn. Don't blame others for your setbacks. When things go well, always give credit to others. Don't talk all the time. Listen to your friends and mentors and learn from them. Don't brag about yourself. Let others point out your virtues, your strong points. Give someone a hand. When a friend is hurting, show that friend you care. Nobody likes an overbearing big shot. As you succeed, be kind to people. Thank those who help you along the way. Don't be afraid to shed a tear when your heart is broken or because a friend is hurting. My maternal grandparents don't have airports or schools named after them. Jenna and Harold Welch, whom I called Grammy and Pa, worked as a housewife and a home builder. They never posted rules on doors, and yet I watched them live by their own codes, and I learned from them. Don't be intimidated by people who have a better education or more money. Kindness is more valuable than any fortune. Smile at every baby you see. Regardless of what you do, be proud of working hard to take care of your family. Read widely. If anyone spills something, yell happy days. It reminds everyone not to sweat the small stuff. Get out of bed to go look at the stars. And always, always wish upon the first star you see. My pa left us in 1995 after a struggle with Alzheimer's, but all three of my other grandparents have died in the past 13 months. My Ganny on April 17, 2018, Gampy on November 30, 2018, my Grammy on May 10, 2019. I know how fortunate I was to have them for so long. And yet the knowledge that they had long, happy lives did not make the goodbyes any less sad. This year has been one of the most profound of my life, full of both glorious love and terrible loss. Consolation has come from sharing their words and stories with family, friends, and anyone else who will listen. I've learned so much from the example set by all four of my grandparents, and I'm lucky that they were all prolific letter writers. I find solace in rereading the letters they sent me over the years. I share my favorites in this book. In the midst of grief, life has continued. My husband, Henry Hager, and I have two little daughters, Poppy and Mila, now 4 and 6. They are our greatest joy, but also our greatest challenge. The same week I got a promotion at work, I found out I was pregnant with our third child, Hal. He was born in August, bringing more happiness and more chaos to a household already bursting with both. I only wish his great-grandparents had lived to meet him. As long as I'm alive, my grandparents will not be forgotten. I'll tell their stories to my children so that their spirits live on in our family, and they will be by my side as I walk through life. I hear their voices in the letters they sent me and in my memories. They offer comfort, support, and guidance, and I will listen to them always. Hiding from my favorite people on earth. Dearest Mila and Poppy, this is a letter about motherhood, a word you don't yet truly understand. Sure, you say the word mama countless times a day, a word I will never tire of hearing, but motherhood and the unconditional love and longing and anxiety and guilt that come along with it is something you won't know about for many years. My mama, your Grammy, is one of the all-time greats. She always put us first. She was calm and patient, even when we tested her. I watched her mother for many years, but it wasn't until you were born that I understood what motherhood means. And it wasn't until I held you with Grammy by my hospital bed that I really understood my mom. You come from a long line of women who desperately wanted to be mothers. The West Texas women on your grandma's side were strong, but all the way back to my great